Italy has been rocked by widespread protests across the country following the introduction of new COVID-19 restrictions. While the measures aren't as strict as when the country suffered heavily at the hands of the pandemic 6 months ago, they have created division. Protests and some skirmishes broke out in cities across Italy soon after the restrictions were introduced on Sunday. Hundreds of protesters clashed with police on the streets of northern cities Milan and Turin. Giulia Sperlonga, who owns a high-end restaurant with her husband in Rome, says she doesn't know if her business will survive more restrictions.
We had 50% of income because, of course, we had to distance the tables, so less people. Then there were less people in Rome, in the center of Rome, because no tourists. And the Romans, there are few people, Roman, living in the centre of Rome.
So when on Sunday the government decided that they were going to increase restrictions and restaurants and bars were going to be closed at 6 o'clock in the evening, what did you think?
Oh, it was really heavy for us. We hoped till the end they will change idea, because our restaurant then, and generally in the centre of Rome, we work much more in the evening, in the dinner time. So to close at 18 is like a real disaster, because at lunchtime we have less people. Already the income was less. Already it was difficult. Yes.
So you talk about it feeling very heavy. What
yes.
has been your response to the protests across Italy, not just in Rome? We've seen protests in many cities. Are you somebody who supports those protests?
Oh, so of course I don't support the protests like a pacific person. So I can understand the protest. I don't really agree, but I think this idea to close at 18 is too much. I mean, there's no logical. There has to be logic in how they manage it.
That's restaurateur Giulia Sperlonga speaking with the BBC's Razia Iqbal. On the line now, our Italian correspondent Seema Gupta. Thanks for being with us this morning, Seema. Is it fair to say that Italians are rather less supportive of lockdown measures second time round?
Yes, I think so, especially if you look at the frustration that's being presented on the streets of Italy. I mean, we did see those violent protests, particularly in Milan and in Turin up north. But there were at least 30 other locations where there were mostly peaceful protests. Basically, business owners affected by these shutdowns or early closures for those restaurants, bars and cafes are frustrated at the way things are being handled, simply because they feel when it was done earlier on, the first lockdown of the entire country, back then, you know, it came out of nowhere. It was very difficult for people to plan. So they were a little bit more forgiving about those measures there and then. And people survived on their savings. But I think this time round, there's a frustration because it feels like, oh, well, they knew the second wave was going to come. Why wasn't enough done to prepare for it? And there's much more anger and frustration about how it is that they're actually going to survive. The Prime Minister talks about arriving towards a serene Christmas, but many businesses are afraid that they'll be bankrupt before that happens. And this is why the government has said they're going to put in place yet again more money to help those businesses affected.
Just run us through some of those restrictions that have been brought in by the government.
Well, at the moment, cafes, restaurants and businesses have to shut by 6 p.m. A frustration for restaurants, of course, because here in Italy, nobody really has dinner before 7:30. So that really cuts out a whole market for them. On top of that, gyms, pools, as well as cinemas and theatres are shut altogether. Museums are still being kept open. As far as schools are concerned, those in high school as well as university, some 75% of their lessons are expected to be conducted online. Part of the move towards this direction is also to try and stop or contain the number of people that travel or transport themselves on local transport so that they can keep those numbers down. So those older students are being encouraged or being required to follow online lessons. So these are some of the national measures that are put in place, but individually in each region, they have stricter or less strict measures. There are also curfews in place here in Rome, for instance, from midnight till 5 a.m. All restaurants, bars, everything has to be closed, and people are not supposed to be on the street without a valid reason, whether it's for an urgent purpose or essential work or travel.
About 30,000 lives were lost back in the first wave. Is it clear why people are not happy to be going back into this kind of lockdown after being hit so hard first time round?
I think it's always this balance between your health and your wealth, if you like. It's a question of, yes, they're concerned about the impact on the medical services and the concern that we are seeing rising admissions into the intensive care units. But at the same time, people and their livelihoods, a lot of people have these small businesses and they can't survive. To give you an example, in Turin yesterday, we also saw protests of taxi drivers on the piazza of the city, because they're saying if everybody's at home, we don't have any work. So it's a knock-on effect. They're afraid, yes, we're not going to be affected by the virus. We're instead going to die of starvation simply because we don't have the means in which to feed our families. So that's part of the concern for a lot of businesses. But at the same time, the health authorities here are saying, look, the curve is going up and action needs to be taken.
Thank you very much for the update. Seema Gupta there.